Algerian migrant on terror watch list arrested as suspected Islamist mass stabbing in France leaves one dead, several injured. By Kurt Zindelka on February 22, 2025. A migrant from Algeria has been arrested after a person was killed with a knife and five police officers were injured in the French city of Mulhouse on Saturday. The 37-year-old suspect, an Algerian national, was known to police prior to the attack and was on France's watch list for the prevention of terrorist radicalization, FSPRT, Mulhouse prosecutor Nicolas Haidt said. According to Le Figaro, at least one person died as a result of the stabbing attack on Saturday. Two municipal police officers were also seriously injured, with one suffering an injury to the thorax and the other to the carotid artery. A further three municipal officers suffered non-serious injuries during the attack. The French paper of record went on to report that sources indicated the suspect was under judicial supervision and house arrest. The suspect also reportedly had a no-QTF deportation order against him but had not been removed by authorities from the country. In a Facebook post, Mulhouse Mayor Michel Lutt said that the terrorist trail seems to be favored for the moment. Horror has just swept over our town. A man attacked passers-by at the covered canal market with a knife, and several municipal police officers who intervened to neutralize him were also injured, she wrote. On behalf of the city of Mulhouse, I extend our brotherly feelings to the victims and their loved ones, the mayor said. France's National Anti-Terrorism Prosecutor's Office has said that it will be leading the investigation. Following this announcement, French President Emmanuel Macron said that it is beyond doubt that it was an Islamist terrorist attack, adding, "The determination is complete and we will take every useful action to respond to what happened." National Rally President Jordan Bardella said, "Thoughts for the loved ones of the deceased person and the injured after the knife attack in Mulhouse." The Algerian assailant is an Islamist, under a no-QTF, yet still free to commit the worst in France. Always the same failure of a state that abandons our fellow citizens. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.